Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Also, many national hotel chains carry us as a pay-per-view feature, which will be discreetly added to your bill as miscellaneous radio product. That's not true. But what is true is that I am Mike Pesca. And coming up, Libya, U.S. relations. Do you care? We'll try to make you care. But first, the news with Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Michael. While Democratic presidential candidates are stumping in Nevada this week ahead of that state's primary Saturday, GOP presidential contenders are on the other coast, drumming up support in South Carolina. That primary contest is also Saturday, the first in the southern part of the United States. NPR's David Green is in Charleston, South Carolina. He says historically the race is more clear by the time this primary rolls around, but in this election year, the Republican field in South Carolina is wide open.
It's not clear for these candidates who their targets are because there are so many faces still very active in the race. Mitt Romney trying to carry his momentum from Michigan, Mike Huckabee trying to win over evangelicals and keep that base with him, John McCain talking a lot about patriotism, God, and country, and believes he has a good chance because there's a strong military community in South Carolina, and he wants to play up his foreign policy credentials. And Fred Thompson is in this state. He hasn't done well in any of the other states. He is a Southerner, and there's a sense that if Fred Thompson can't do well in South Carolina, his campaign might be in big trouble.
That's NPR's David Green reporting in South Carolina. And hey, parents, listen up. You may be tempted to medicate your coughing baby or toddler with over-the-counter cough or cold medicines. Don't do it. That's what the Food and Drug Administration is expected to announce today. The FDA will release a public health advisory warning parents to avoid these drugs for children under the age of 2 because of, quote, serious and potentially life-threatening side effects. It's not the first warning about cold remedies. Drug companies last October quit selling dozens of versions targeted specifically to babies and toddlers. That same month, the FDA's own scientific advisors voted that the drugs don't even work in small children and shouldn't be used in preschoolers either, anyone under the age of 6. Today's advisory marks the government's first ruling on this issue. And another medical story to tell you about. If you're a man concerned about prostate cancer, you can soon assuage those concerns with a $300 test. Researchers announced yesterday that a combination of common and minor variations in 5 regions of DNA can help predict a man's risk of contracting the disease. And a company, Proactive Genetics, set up by researchers at Wake Forest University, expects to offer this prediction test in the next few months. But medical experts are divided about the test. Opponents say it can't distinguish between aggressive prostate cancer and less severe cases, and that could lead to more unnecessary surgeries and complications. That is the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel.